You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today, I'm curious about the power of associations on your brand. Meaning if you partner up with someone who is ridiculous or they get involved in some kind of scandal, you have to prepare yourself because by extension, people are going to wonder about you and your morality and your culpability based on who you're with, right? And so these partnerships that we form can either be helpful or to our detriment. The most random thing actually brought this to mind. I saw the news, probably like you, that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married. You know, props to her. Anybody who finds love, girl, get it, do your thing, okay? And this is especially sweet to some people because it's, you know, it happened after nearly 20 years apart. So for those of you who like follow pop culture back in the day, like this is kind of crazy, right? How this came to be. But as I was following the comments, it wasn't just a bunch of people giving congratulations. It was some people were like, oh my gosh, girl, really? Like you just lost 2 points. Like really, you settled for him? Really? With the kind of people you can get and you go for this guy? And I'm not necessarily going to say my opinion on that. It just made me think about how our reputation can be altered, either improved or blemished based on who we connect with. I thought about it again after I learned the news about Twitter allowing a feature, they're testing a feature where you can do co-tweets, meaning I tweet something out instead of just tagging someone or mentioning them, we wrote the tweet together. So if one of us physically writes it out, then it appears on both of our timeline. So as people comment on my on that tweet, it's gonna appear on both of our feeds, like they sync up. Right? And it's just a test feature. Probably depending on how it goes, they're going to delete all of it. So if you test it out, assuming you have that feature, then it might evaporate or disappear, like if they decide not to keep it. Anyway, both of those things, J-Lo's marriage and these code tweets, it's making me think about who we intentionally link up with. For you as a business owner, as a personal brand, I need you to look at these two things, right, in conjunction. One thing I just want you to observe is the partnerships that you plan to make for your brand. I don't care if it's influencer marketing. I don't care if it's you accept funding from a certain group. You need to look at a couple things before you say yes to partnering up. One, how long have they been in the game, or rather, how experienced are they? Do they know what they're talking about? Two, you need to kind of look into their history. I mean, Google is free now. I'm not trying to be condescending. Have they been a part of any scandals? Because if those things resurface, you know, that falls back on you, because by extension, people are going to question your judgment, your alliances. You also need to look at their values. I know we kind of throw this around kind of like willy-nilly, like look at their values. What are your values? But no, truly, seriously. Okay, they're saying especially Gen Z, it's very important to them, and millennials too, to align with causes that have values that reflect their own. So that's why you see a lot of people kind of putting out there what they believe in, social causes or just whatever it is, okay? If you have one that you're very public about, that you kind of lead with, and you partner with somebody who it turns out that they live a certain lifestyle or spend their money in a certain way that is contradictory to your beliefs, that's going to be a problem. So who funds them? What do they believe in? What values are they signaling? What's their history, their scandal history? What's their vision for the future? Because all of this reflects on you. Just a note. So it's kind of random how I came to this thought today, but I just saw those two things about the code tweets, about Jennifer Lopez, you know, getting married. And I know that she knows, I mean, I know that J-Lo knows this lesson very well. You'll remember back in the day, was it early 2000s? She was with P. Diddy for a while, maybe Diddy at the time, Puffy? I think he was Diddy at the time. And they met on like a music video shoot and like were together. I think she was with him when she wore like the dress, that green super low cut dress. I think she was with him. But they got involved in some kind of like nightclub shooting. At least he was implicated. I don't really know the details of how that went down. Maybe I should have looked it up before I did this, but it just came to mind. She dropped him afterwards. Now, she says it's because he was unfaithful. That could be true as well. But I know that if I were her PR person at the time, you're dating somebody who's getting involved with like criminal stuff or they've got some kind of, you know, legal scandal going on. Drop him like a bad habit, because we don't need people questioning your judgment for affiliating with somebody involved in stuff that can taint your brand, especially when she has a very like clean, relatively palatable, classic universal brand, that would be a problem, right? So I want you to kind of think of yourself as J-Lo in this situation. If you're partnered with someone in any capacity, your brand, have you done the necessary research and not just looking at how much money they're willing to give you or how many followers that they can send your way, and look at like the reputation aspect. That's always going to be our takeaway. The things you're doing, how can you build, grow, manage, protect, nurture your brand? That's what we're all about. So if you're curious to see how you can get visibility opportunities like getting on podcasts or media coverage, or if you want an audit of your social media or your website, whatever it is, to see how you can elevate your brand, like get more eyes on yourself and look good doing it, then hit us up at tellpublicrelations.com/members only. Our members are the ones we're giving media opportunities to every week, and we're giving exclusive trainings. And if you pay for our top tier level, then you are also getting a phone call with me or one of the members on our team to walk you through a PR strategy in real time. Okay, so I hope to see you over there, tellpublicrelations.com/members only. Remember, take a look at who you're partnered with, because it can make or break you, and I want to see you shine. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.